For those, for people for whom Brahman is the known, they do not know Brahman. They don't have clarity. For whom Brahman is not the known, they know. Why? Because the subject can never become the object. Object is ever the object, nor can the object become the subject of knowledge. The object of knowledge can never become subject of knowledge. The subject of knowledge can never become the object of knowledge. Subject is a subject, object is the object. Isn't it? But here, we are not interested in the object, nor are we interested in subject also. We are interested in the infinite reality. But the Shastram tells us what? The infinite reality is available, isn't it? Only as the swarupam of the subject of knowledge, the knower. And you do not know, how can you arrive at the swarupam of the knower, the subject of knowledge, if you do not know who the knower is, first of all. You do not even know that knower is different from the known. We are so, isn't it? We are not able to distinguish the knower from the known, first of all. Because our knower, in fact, the I am the knower means, you have the knower, I sense where? In the very body, the known, you have I sense the knower's buddhi in the known. Where is the question of distinguishing the knower, first of all? Knowing the swarup of the knower is later on. When you think, I am the, you are the knower, and when you have, I am the, no, you are the knower, and you have I sense in the body, which means, for you, knower means, knower is included what? The body is also included in the knower. Luckily, not objects external to the senses, you don't mistake them for the knower. Because you don't have I sense there. When you say, I am the body in the physical body, when you have I sense, when the sense organ, when you have I sense, when the mind and intellect, when you have I sense, naturally all the known are mistaken for the knower. Knower I. Therefore, the very problem is, you have to be helped to distinguish, first of all, the knower from the known. In not only things external to the sense organs are the known, even the body, even the sense organs, even the mind, even the intellect, that's a what? The known only. Which means there is a knower. How, even here, like the same example here, everything is illumined here. Isn't it? Everything is illumined here. And you just say there is illumination. And you are not able to distinguish, you have to distinguish the illuminator from the illumined. Illumination. It's all, because inseparable. Because you cannot separate the illuminator and the illumination. You cannot separate the illumination and the illumined. You cannot separate the illuminator and the illumination and the illumined. Physically, you cannot separate. Can you separate the illuminator, illumination and the illumined? Now, I won't take this from this room to the other room. That is not the thing, isn't it? Physical separation of illuminator, illumined and the illumination is not possible. But still you have to distinguish what is the illumined. Then what is known by the term illumination? Which means there is an illuminator. There is an illuminator, there is an illumination, there is the illumined. But they are physically inseparable. That is why its mistake is possible, error is possible. You have to be sharp enough to distinguish the illumined. See the illumined, then see there is illumination, then distinguish the illuminator from the illumined. thereafter you, there is illuminator, I do understand. There is illuminator, I do understand, no doubt. But what this illuminator is, who this illuminator is, only then you can arrive at the swarupam of the illuminator. Arriving at the swarupam is what? Arriving at the truth of illumination. Is it clear? When you arrive at it, that you understand the truth of all the three is one and the same. All the three are mithya. Differences are mithya. All three are mithya. All the three are what? One and the same satyam. Brahma. Okay? Therefore, what is the lesson? The subject of illumination can never be the object of illumination. Therefore, if anyone says, I understand, similarly here, the knower, subject of knowledge, never becomes the object of knowledge. And the truth of the knower, therefore you have to distinguish the knower, then the truth of the knower is never the object of knowledge. If anybody says, I know Brahman, which means they have made Brahman an object of knowledge, which means they have not understood clearly. Therefore, yasya matam sahana veda. Vijanatam na vijnatam Brahma. Brahman is not known. The rest we'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam.